important.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. More than once, she has been the number one realtor in the entire state of Hawaii. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How you doing?
I'm cold, but, you know, I'm okay. I'm going to make it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you just got back out of sunshine, so it just takes a little bit of adjustment.
Yeah. But, you know, it's a nice adjustment. We're in the foothills. We're about 2,500 feet, so it's not too high. Just enough to get a little snow, and then it goes away.
Wow.
And nothing that we have to dig out of.
And you had a little bit of snow, huh?
Yeah, we did. We've gotten, you know, wake up, it's like 22 degrees. You're like, okay, not Maui anymore, but that's okay. So enjoying it, loving being back in Cali, connecting with all of our friends. And,
wow.
And doing all this, connecting with you. I'm really thankful that every day, literally, I get to work
do what
with
you do,
like you. And,
you're so awesome.
Yeah.
I got in now on the radio thing. No, it's just what you're doing is fantastic, and it is. Isn't it great just to be able to do this from anywhere?
Absolutely.
Anywhere in the world.
Hey, the second half hour, typically we're off of our political kick. Election's over.
Oh, God,
over,
I'm still sick from it, but go ahead.
So far, so good, I guess. We've survived. There's a lot of drama going on in Washington, and we're back to real estate the first half hour. And second half hour, of course, our motivational, inspirational time. And Steve Burns is going to be with us. He's a leadership development specialist. And he really focuses on really investing in the next generation and doing leadership stuff with youth groups, with school and church organizations that, again, building leaders for tomorrow. And I think that's really important because I think school doesn't teach, sadly, enough about that, and so
wow! I can't wait to hear. That's fantastic.
First half hour, Natalie, of course, real estate nuggets and buying property with retirement accounts today, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Something I don't think a lot of people realize they can do. So I wanted to touch base on that. And
okay.
It's going to be an interesting half an hour. Of course, we don't have enough time to go over everything as usual. The election. We're still reeling. We're going to have a lot of problems because of what happened, and I'm just amazed at how many people now are having doubts of why they voted for who they voted for, and I'm going, oh, my gosh. So it's really, I'm just, it's kind of sad, I think, because things are already starting to happen. A lot of layoffs are starting to happen. People are talking about companies not being able to afford to keep some employees when the health care plan kicks in, that mandatory situations by 2014. So we don't want to go there. You're right. I'm glad that's over, but I don't know if we made it yet, Randy. I think we were in for a big rude awakening, unfortunately.
I talked to a friend who has a family business, I guess they have over 500 employees, and they're going to have to lay off like half of their employees. And she was crying because, you know, obviously they care about their employees, and many of them have been with them for many, many years, and they're going to have to lay off half of their employees, not to maintain a profit margin, just to break even and stay in business.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
and that's because of the mandatory things that are coming up, huh?
Obamacare and
that's horrible.
And I just went, that opened my eyes, because I you can hear politicians go back and forth on it and wonder who's telling the truth, because they throw numbers out like crazy, and you're like, whoa, I don't know. But when real people who own real companies and businesses say, you know, this is going to kill us.
That's horrible. And I hate when they keep saying taxing the rich, because $250,000 a year is not rich, right? And they're going to be taxing, you know, raise taxes a lot on that amount. That's not rich. And so it's really hurting. And I don't think, what a sad part is, you're right, when people have companies they hire, as we all do all these years, you know, I've been an entrepreneur since 1987, you hire other people, right? And you have to have people working, and how can you pay them if you, it's cost prohibited, right? So it's like they're hurting, I don't know. I guess we're going to have to learn the hard way is all I can say, you know, because I was really shocked that that many people voted the way they did. I still don't know how, you know, with the voting machines, I really have a problem with the fact that people don't have to have their ID in many states, and I think you should have to have an ID. If it's not a driver's license, at least a state ID. I mean, how do we, you know, really get away from voter fraud if we can't, we don't have these checkpoints? So I don't know, but you're right. We don't have that much time to go over today. And the topic today is how to buy real estate with your retirement account. I don't know if a lot of people are aware of it, but you can actually buy it within your retirement account. You can use a self-directed IRA plan, and there was a Security Act of 1974, ERISA. It's an Employee Retirement Income Security Act, and you actually can do this. And we're given different tidbits today, but to do it, you definitely need to contact your the people that handle your plans, and then usually set it up through a CPA attorney that is actually has a CPA license as well, is the best way to do it and set it up. So we'll go over some of the steps and ways you can do it. You can actually do it depending on the monies you have in there, you can actually buy real estate fully through it. You could use part of it for a down payment. You can use part of it for deposits. Maybe you don't have much built up in your retirement account and you just want to be able to start that way, possibly an option to buy a property. There's just several ways you can do it. They also, if you're a first-time buyer, there's some other stipulations where you can take money out without penalties to use for closing costs to buy a property. But what we're talking about mainly today is actually funding and letting your retirement account own these properties, you know, within. So it's pretty interesting if you can. Back in the day, well, I shouldn't say back in the day, it'll come back again, but when people were flipping properties, not for exorbitant amounts, but I mean just flipping, say somebody's going to make $10,000 or $20,000 on a property, they could actually possibly buy it, and they can use a lot more, do it with much larger amounts as well. But say, for an example, they could take, set it up through their Roth IRA or one of the other retirement accounts, and actually maybe have an option to buy that property and say it's $5,000, and then they could turn around and actually sell it to someone else before they closed and actually have that money go into their account. Now, the legalese of all this, we don't go over that on our show. We can't. We're not attorneys, of course, and we're just putting this out there so that you guys can learn and hear about things that you may have never known, you know, because a lot of people don't realize that you can do these things because we're always thinking, okay, retirement accounts, you know, if you're not 59 and a half, you can't touch them, or if it's a Roth IRA, you're going to be penalized with the taxes if you take money out. You know, all those certain stipulations, a lot of people usually think that that's, you know, the retirement accounts for the future. And it is, but there's ways around it to use the money and use it, which I think is pretty interesting, you know, kind of, I don't know, have you ever heard of that, Randy?
I have not. I mean, that to me is like mind-boggling, how you can do that. Wow.
A golden nugget, huh?
Wow.
Yeah. Well, and you might even have a rent with a sale or rent with an option. Say somebody doesn't have much money in there, they can start small and start funding it from the profits if there's a way to do it that way. But now you have to definitely cover the legalese. You know, you can get in a lot of trouble if you don't do it properly. So you definitely want to talk to a CPA attorney. You also want to talk to the company that sets up your plan and ask for directions from them and what you can do. So it's pretty
wow.
But yeah, there's so many, you know, it's mind-boggling when I think about, like, there's so many things we can do if we keep the focus and do it and put a plan in action, right? Because I think right now, especially in our country, the mindsets are so sad and so, you know, there are people making hand over fist, and the wealthy, wealthy people, I mean, very, very rich people are always making money because they're ahead of the game. They're, you know, they can keep investments for years and years and years and just, and they have quite wonderful advice, et cetera. So they're going to make money either way. But people that are living hand to mouth, and or maybe don't have hardly anything saved, or living off of what they earn, and even a lot of business owners, you end up putting money in your company, and you pull money back out and put money back in, and you know, it's just like you mentioned earlier, this company having to lay off people, and you said that was just to break even, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know, to stay in business. And so not everybody's out there with oodles and oodles of monies, you know, sitting out there. But it's interesting. There's never any better time to start than today and to set with a plan and try to look at your investments. And, you know, one thing that I think another thing, too, is always to look at how your money can grow money, because we get used to spending it, but we really have to learn that compound interest idea. I wish I really understood that at a young age, because I didn't. It really wasn't taught it in that sense, right? And I think what you were mentioning with our second guest, for the youths, teaching the youth is where it's at. And I wish they had many more financial programs and things in elementary school rather than just our basics. Because look at how well people could – who thinks about if you put $10,000 away 1 year, it could be $1 million in 30 years, you know, if it's compounded interest and it's set up certain ways. Who would have ever thought that? I would have never thought that. I would have been like, what? You're kidding, right? So, we all learn. There's never any better time to learn than today. You know, I look at the amount of monies that I made over the years and put back in the companies and go, whoa, I could have been – really set, you know, in many ways, but you also have to live your life, and I'm a firm believer, and you know, Randy, and you too, that you have to live your dreams, you know, just like I was willing to give up a lot to go from Maryland back to Hawaii and then back and forth, you know, at times when some people may say, okay, they'll just stay so many years to have that nest egg at the end of the, retirement, but I believe in also trying to work it out, but also still live your dreams. Because we don't know, you know, like in the Bible, it says live our day, each day like it's your last. We don't know how long we'll be here. So I don't believe in saying I'm going to do just this and stuck in this and I'm waiting 30, 40 years so that I can do this. No, I believe that we should enjoy it and do it while we're doing it, but with responsibility. But it's interesting that anyone listening to the show today is I really want to point out that look up compound interest and learn how it works. Now, there's going to be experts listening and they're going, these guys are so elementary. They're talking about this. But you know what? No, because we all know different things. And you start figuring out how that works. I'm like, God, I wish I would have done that a long time ago, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
But no, seriously. And even in Hawaii, when the markets were people making double, I mean, the monies were outrageous, I was more interested in keeping the company liquid and making sure putting the money into building the businesses instead of going and buying property here and here and here, because we all only have a certain amount of time, right, to do things.
Yeah.
So so definitely I'm going to go through. We've run out of so much time. I guess we might as well just keep on going a little bit.
Let's just cruise. Let's get it done because we're halfway through the first half hour already.
Yeah, I know. It goes by so fast. So I just wanted anyone listening, okay, I just want you to know qualified retirement accounts for your real estate IRA plan. Now, just I'm going to give you a list, so if anybody has any of these. Now, of course, there's stipulations, so we're not just saying open-ended. You can just do this without stipulations, and you have to have it set up properly, cover yourself legally, cover yourself tax-wise, but you can do it. And it doesn't also mean that you have to have oodles of money to go buy this outright. Like I was mentioning, maybe you could do a situation where they're letting you have an option and you can go resell the property. A lot of the loans are different nowadays, and if it's a short sale, they want you to wait 90 days. And there's all these other things, like Randy and I always say, you'd have to take a 3 to 5 day course with us to really go over many, many details that would be covered. I love the nuggets of just thinking, you know, I think about, because there's so many things that we know, like you know in radio after 35 years, and I know after 27 years in real estate, that I think about, wait a minute, people might not know this or might not know this, you know. So we I'm just going over some of it, but a list of some of the accounts that would qualify: traditional IRA, Roth IRA, a SEP IRA, a simple IRA, 401k, 403b, profit sharing plans, qualified annuities, Coverdale education savings. These are money purchase plans, and there's more. So that's why you really, really want to talk to your advisor or whoever you have your IRA set up with. You can start there. You can also Google for more information. Of course, we've got so much stuff online. I'm hearing Google's getting, they're doing some things, and some people are looking at going to Bing search engines and other search engines, aren't they? Hearing, there's a lot of things going on everywhere, isn't there?
Let me just stop here for a sec because I want to make sure, and as you know, I'm every man here in terms of real estate, learning along with everybody else. So if somebody has one of those kinds of accounts with X amount of dollars in it, and obviously what property you buy depends on how much money you have. But somebody, for instance, a title or finance company will look at your retirement account and green light a sale based on the amount that you have in the account? Or how does that work?
Oh, this isn't more, I think you're saying if somebody to qualify, they may say assets and whatever you, no, I'm not talking about, if I understood the question right, like asset lending. Are you talking about, you're saying if, can you say your, ask your question again? I'm sorry.
I'm trying to think out loud as I mm-hmm. go through this, but when you say buying property with a retirement account, you're actually using the funds in that account to buy a property?
Exactly.
Obviously, you're using up some of your retirement account.
Well, you're doing it with the hopes of being able to make a profit with it when you're buying something that you know is a profit situation.
Okay.
So that, say you're taking $5,000 and you're going to put back $40,000, you know?
So an investment. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, you're using it for those purposes. It's not like there is a thing called asset lending where there's lenders that will lend you loans based on your assets, and that's a different thing altogether. That's something completely different. We could do another show on that. This is
okay, an investment kind of a strategy, if you will.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
This is an investment strategy, or somebody wants to build. Well, say for example, your Roth IRA. Okay, if it's a Roth IRA, that's money that is after tax dollars. So the money goes in there, and you're not supposed to withdraw it until I think you're 59 and a half. And if they do, I think there's a, I'm not sure, 10% penalty. So you could actually be putting money and keep it in there and keep it in there and still not plan on taking it all out later, until later, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of it, so that you have a nice nest egg built up in your Roth IRA. Now,
okay.
With some other IRAs, if you take the money out, you hadn't paid taxes on it, so then there could be taxes, et cetera, due. But under this, there's ways to work it out, and that's why you need to talk to your advisor. And we're just bringing it up so that people know, hey, you can really do this, you know, and you can make money. You just need to see which plan is the best way to set it up. Typically, they're going to have you set up an LLC, have the funds rolled over, and then make investments. Now, you can invest in real estate, tax liens, mortgage, notes, other real estate-related activities, too. It doesn't have to be specifically buying property.
Whoa.
So it opens up, you know, how they talk about the tax liens and interest you can make. So it's just another avenue that somebody really, really needs to explore that they may not have even thought they could do, you know. And
wow.
I had no idea. Isn't that interesting?
That's why people like me need people like you. Absolutely. That's very interesting. Makes me wish I had some money in a retirement account, but, you know, friends.
Well, you know, not everybody, but even if it's $5,000 or $2,000, you know, you just don't. It's good to look into because there's certain things that can come up that you can do. In the Roth IRA, there's ways it could be rolled in where the tax situation could be different, too, where you're not going to have to, you know, the capital gains and things like that could be different. So there's a lot more to cover in many aspects of what you can do with this type of situation and type of account.
If somebody has more questions, of course, they can always go to the website, realtyuniversal.com. Check it out there, and there's contact information for, of course, Natalie and her staff.
I think on something like this, right, you can, yeah, absolutely, you can do that. But I think you want to go to your advisor, whoever your account's with, your Roth IRA or your SEP IRA or traditional, you know, your 401k, whoever's managing that, not the company, maybe the company you work with, but they'll give you the company that manages it. And you can talk to them and say, I've heard that I could do this, and how does that work? And, you know, and then you want to have it, and they may be able to recommend you to a, refer you to a local CPA attorney to help you with the docs. Now, an LLC you can set up on your own, but you have to, you know, this has to be done, like, with a caveat, do it legally. Don't do something where you get in trouble and then this wasn't worth doing at all, you know. And the only way to do that is with the advisors. So you can definitely go to our website for questions, but depending on which state you are in, wherever, you know, we can help you, but you're best going to directly to who you're already working with in that capacity. Yeah. So maybe we take a quick break and come back and just do a recap.
Yeah, let us do that. We'll do that. Again, you're listening to Realty Universal Radio, and Natalie Mullinex, of course, is our president, her CEO, and a nugget of real estate this half hour. Phone number to call is 347-945-5428. 347-945-5428, or of course the email address, questions, radio@realtyuniversal.com, and we will be back right after this.
Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you. After consulting with the experts, we set you up to win.
She knows a hollow from a double up. She does snapbacks, backsides, shoots the curl. Bethany Hamilton knows everything about surfing. She just didn't know about the shark. But just months after the attack, and with only one arm, the 13-year-old surfs again. And now she's ripping it better than ever. So next time life puts a little fear in you, just think of Bethany Hamilton hanging 10 on top of a heavy wave. That's real courage. Pass it on.
From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Bethany Hamilton, what a great story that is. It's almost at the time, and I can't do that because a local radio station. Randy Zachary, my name, and Natalie Mullinex with us as well. Realty Universal Radio. The phone number is 347-945-5428. Give us a call if you've got a question. We've been talking about buying property with your retirement, which, man, I'm learning all kinds of cool stuff. And we've got about 5 minutes left in this first segment, and then we're going to go to Steve Burns. And so, Natalie, why don't we kind of regroup a little bit and kind of recap what we've covered here in the last few minutes.
Okay. We're going to have the music in the background. Okay. I'm listening to that for a second going, wait a minute here.
Pretty snazzy.
Yeah, I like that. So I think our guest is on too. Almost coming on in a couple minutes. I can't wait to hear him. The real estate, what we were talking about, buying real estate with your retirement accounts, it's actually, you want to actually talk to your self-directed the advisor that handles your self-directed IRA plans, and then they'll assist you with setting up a limited liability company. Funds will get rolled over from your existing retirement plan. You're going to be able to make investments into real estate, tax liens, mortgages, notes, other real estate-related activities. Again, you want to check with the CPA attorney so that you do this properly. And I'm just going to give you a quick rundown of some of the accounts that you'll be able to use and what we were talking about throughout the show. You can use money transferred from traditional IRA, Roth IRA, SEP IRA, Simple IRA, 401k, 403b, profit sharing plans, qualified annuities, Coverdale education savings, money purchase plans, and actually many more. And there are also ways to keep this in your IRA, like, for example, a Roth IRA, and not totally take it out to put the money back in, and as we were discussing earlier. So definitely, definitely check into this if you have never been aware of this. It's and you don't have to have a lot of money in there to start the process. As we mentioned earlier, you may just want to go ahead and do an option to purchase something, or a lease purchase, or something, you know, a couple different scenarios that you may be able to work out.
And again,
so,
this is basically, for all intents and purposes, it's an investment strategy where you take out, you know, whatever, like you said, $2, $5, $10, whatever, $1,000, and with the purpose of taking it out and then obviously making money on a deal and putting more back in. That's the plan, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Like
there's
it.
So many ways to do things that people think they can't do it, and, you know, I mean, that they may not be able to do it. And of course, you've got to legally have it covered. So, yeah, because
wow.
Right now people need to really pull back and punt and take care of things again. A lot of people lost a lot of money, and you know, some people are making money hand over fist, but I think the majority aren't. So it's good
absolutely.
To look at.
And
so,
again, realtyuniversal.com, just your resource, just a lot of information there. As we say before, always consult your attorney or tax person for your personal situation and your state. But just for educational purposes, RealtyUniversal.com, man, oh, man, just all kinds of information on there. And, Natalie, again, just powerful stuff. I've learned a lot. Now I just got to earn some money and be able to afford. We're hanging on to our one house that we have in Chico. We had a good tenant, and as you know, at various times I've thought about selling, but like everybody else, we're underwater in it, and so we're kind of riding it out. We've got, you know, we've got one tenant, and she's been very, very good, so just going to hang on.
Hang on for the long haul. That's good.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, things will turn around. We'll see. But, you know, the whole idea of having somebody else, you know, basically pay the mortgage. And we were kind of forced into that situation, literally. There came a point where because of no work, and we've shared this story before, kind of a sad part of our story, but where we had to, enabled in order to hang on to our house, we had to move out and rent it so that you know, somebody who could afford it could
right.
be in there. And that was tough, packing up everything, and it was a house we raised our kids in. And but you know, part of the story, and you know, God's been good. We still have the house, and it's interesting because we sure thought we weren't going to have it. Absolutely. But that's why, again, I so appreciate this first half hour of the show here on Realty Universal Radio. Learned so much, and so much of this, I say to myself, man, if I would have known this 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
All of us, huh?
It's
yeah.
never too late.
Mm-mm.
That's the cool thing. Absolutely. Well, I believe, let's see, it's about 31 past the hour, and as is our custom, second half of our program, we talk about giving back. We talk about being the change in the world you want to be, and then we invite folks who are inspirational and motivational, and our next guest fits that bill. Absolutely. He is a corporate trainer. He is a leadership development specialist, and he specializes in youth leadership. In fact, his ideas, or his purpose, I should say, is to influence youth to raise the lid, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment, I'm sure. Steve Burns, welcome to the show, buddy.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, Natalie Mullinex is with us, so we've kind of got a group call, so to speak, and Now, you're a member of the John Maxwell team, and that's where I've connected with you and kind of watched you on Facebook. And before we dive into what you do, why don't we spend a few minutes just kind of who you are? I mean, what has kind of brought you to this place of being, you know, a corporate trainer and leadership development specialist? Share a little bit of your story kind of to bring us up to speed before we dig into what you do.
Absolutely. When I was very young, a young boy, as they say, I was introduced to owning my own business through my family. I had two stories that I share when I speak to groups of people and youth so that they can see that, you know, they have something in common or I have something in common with them. My mom was always on the entrepreneur side. She felt like if you wanted to get ahead in life, you had to be able to write your own time, write your own money, your checks, and the only way to do that was to be in business for yourself. So I saw her dabble in Avon, Amway, Tupperware, Kirby vacuum sales, just doing things on her own, right, because she knew that she was investing in herself, and she was going to make the financial commitment that she needed to make to raise the family.
Fantastic.
And on my dad's side, he was, you know, the very traditional person, you know, go to school, get good grades, get a good education so you can get a good job, work for them for 40 years, you know, and get that golden parachute retirement. You clock in when you're told, you clock out when you're told, do nothing more, nothing less, go in, don't make any waves. And you know, at the end of your 40 years of working, you'll have a good retirement, and you'll be able to live comfortably the rest of your life. Well, he had to find four different jobs because of that mentality. No fault of his own. It's just the economy, you know, and times were changing. And he was a little bit behind the curve. Back in the 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s, maybe it was that way, but 70s, 80s, 90s, it wasn't so much.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
And so I took the best of both worlds. I took the best of being an entrepreneur. I love to work for myself. I love to share my story. And then if you can call it the best of a corporate world, I had structure to it. I devised my day from about 5 a.m. I get up and take care of my kids for the first couple hours in the day. I've got a very rigid schedule. I take about an hour, hour and a half for myself where I'll go mountain biking or play basketball, get some energy going for me. Then I'll spend the rest of the day developing leadership courses, talking to youth about how to better themselves and different leadership skills. And then in the evening, I'll review what I did that day, and then I'll review what's upcoming this week. And so far, it's been doing very good. I'm very passionate about what I got because I believe that the story and the message that I share is a lot like all the other youth out there. And if they can get a head start where I didn't, they're going to be in a better position than I was when I actually had to get out into the real working world.
That's fantastic, yeah.
Well, and what you have to offer, obviously, in sharing with them, and boy, your background, what a blessing in retrospect to have, like you say, the best of both worlds to be able to, because I think a lot of people, like you say, dabble or whatnot in the kind of entrepreneur thing, but they don't have the discipline then to follow through and to work hard when it's maybe not working out. And you saw that in your dad. So, you know, that kind of work ethic you brought to the entrepreneur world, and it seems to be working for you.
Absolutely. And it taught me a ton because, like you said, when people get into that entrepreneur, they don't have the discipline. And if you're not one of those, you know, personality types that can't be disciplined unless you have a regimented schedule, most of that entrepreneur stuff is not going to work for you. It's going to be very challenging for you. And so I was able to take that into what I was doing and create my own business like a corporate entity.
So, Steve, you obviously in the youth leadership realm, why is developing youth leadership really a key to success? What are some things there that have kind of driven you?
Well, one of the things that drives me or has driven me is as I was growing up, I was always fortunate to be around some heavyweights or some local celebrities in the, you know, politics or in leadership realms. I was always taught to get around people who were smarter than me and learn what they know, what they're willing to teach me. Mm. Find out why they're in that position they're in. Pick their brain and understand what they're doing, because knowledge is key. And the more knowledge you have, the better off you can handle certain situations. So I was very fortunate in that aspect. I was able to get around a lot of very prestigious leaders growing up, both in the local community, statewide, and nationally recognized people. I was able to pick their brains. So I wouldn't fall in that gap to where I was being indecisive. I didn't know what to do. Because when you get into a situation and people are saying, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want? You fall into that downward spiral.
And I don't know is the worst thing you can say, right?
Exactly.
I don't know, because then you're divided. I don't know. What are we going to do? Our subconscious doesn't know what from the difference, right?
Exactly. You know, and once you get in that downward spiral, it's hard to get out of. And so what I try and teach the youth of today is to get around people, because not everybody has been afforded the same opportunity I was. So I try and open up their eyes to see what opportunities they may have. If it's just one person, it's better than zero people. If they know somebody, one of their best friends is going off to a dinner or something, and somebody else is going to be there. Somebody important is going to be there, if you will. Tag along. Go see if you can get an introduction. Bump into them. Talk to them. Oh, hey, sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Oh, hey, who are you? And strike up a conversation. Learn what they know. We've been in a big gap recently where a lot of the youth have been wanting to just sit in front of the TV and play games all day long. They're gamers now. So they really, they're truly gamers, they really don't have a whole lot of social skills, because they're not out in the world. They're not watching people. They're not seeing how their body reacts, what body language they're giving out, what body language they're seeing. It's that personal interaction that you cannot get when you're sitting in front of a gamer. Now, obviously, you can be social on a gaming network because, you know, you do this live and you're, you know, challenging other people on different television, you know, sitting in their own home. So there's that kind of socialness. But the proper leadership, and to get respect and to get the leadership skills that you need to become the person that you're expected to be, you cannot get just sitting around.
And so they're gamers. They're really not in the game of life. I mean, it seems to be, in many ways, out of it. Now, when you say that you encourage young people you ask them to raise their lid, what is, first of all, influencing the youth, how do you influence them, and what do you mean by raising their lid?
Okay, when I influence youth, I try and get them to think about the sphere of influence that they're in now. And I get to them thinking about the dreams that they want to accomplish in life. Because when I was young, I'll be straightforward with you, I was very materialistic. I was very superficial. I wanted to have the Lamborghini. I wanted to have a house on every coast. I wanted to have a 60-foot yacht in every ocean. But I didn't know what it was going to take to get that. No one taught me that it was going to take the amount of money it was going to take, the amount of character I was going to have to grow to be able to afford that. As I started getting into that, I started thinking, you know what, that's going to take a lot of work. This was years ago, just one 60-foot yacht was, you know, real close to $1 million. What was I doing in life that was going to afford me an extra $1 million of finances to where I could afford a toy like that?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't there. So I influenced them to find out what they're connecting with, what their dreams are.
Mm-hmm.
And then I talked to them about how do they get there? What's the best way to get there? The best way to get there is knowledgeable. be compassionate, and uplift other people. Zig Ziglar, this is a quote everybody knows, to get, you know, if you help enough people get what they want, they'll help you get what you want.
Yeah.
And if you go on and you learn and you become a server and you teach people how to do that, you're kind of guaranteeing your self-interest.
Mm.
Now, I don't have that extra $1 million to buy that boat yet, but I am helping, I am looking to influence the youth because of the influence that was made on me. I saw how I moved from one level to the next level, became, I don't want to say this out of being arrogant, but more superior in the social skills than my classmates. I knew how to deal with, you know, the street beggar. I knew how to deal with the restaurant waiter or waitress. I knew how to deal with the mid-management executive. I knew how to deal with the CEO because of the situations I was put in.
Right.
So I'm trying to teach the youth that no matter what level, where you're at, you have that opportunity to be that example, to be that leader. You can influence as well as be influenced.
Exactly.
I also share with them that everybody is your superior in one shape or form. Somebody knows something or does something better than you do. Learn from it, add it to your skill set, and then teach that to other people.
And what state are you in? What state are you in?
I live in Colorado.
Oh, okay. Great.
I grew up on the West Coast, but I've been fortunate to be here in Colorado for the last 14 years.
Wow. Right. It's a nice area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it. Hey, so I guess my next question, because I'm an old youth pastor in the church world, and
okay.
I'm kind of interested in how, I'm not going to say market, but I guess prospect would be another way to say it, but how do you, where do you do what you do with the youth? Do you do it in high schools and churches or both or what?
You know, that's an interesting question. I do it anywhere where youth will congregate.
Okay.
I'm a very avid sports person. My son played Little League football, so I would talk to the parents. I would talk to the youth there. I'd come in and talk to them in their little timeout powwows at game time and practice. My daughter was in marching band, so I'd get to talk to some kids there. I'm also a high school and college basketball and football referee.
Nice.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so I have access to the schools, the school system.
Very cool.
I've got very dear friends who are youth ministers and youth pastors here in Colorado that allow me to come in and talk to their kids.
Wow.
I have a couple of courses at the YMCA, the local YMCA branches. I'll go in, and it's not a classroom setting. It's more of an activity setting. I'll get out there, and we'll go play basketball. We'll go play field soccer or hockey. We'll go play soccer, and I'll teach them different leadership skills through learning a new game.
Well, afterwards, you kind of sit down and reflect and on maybe the game and draw some analogies maybe and – and
yeah,
kind of
absolutely.
Launch into, yeah,
I'll pick a young one out and find out, look at them and see if they're struggling. Take them a little aside and say, hey, here's the situation. Here's the scenario that happened. Here's how you reacted. How do you think a better reaction would be? Okay, go try it. And they get out there and try it again, and then you can just see them absolutely light up because they had that success and they saw what they were doing was different. And they saw the outcome that became a better outcome by handling it a little differently.
Hmm.
Right.
Well, and I love your entree is the fact that you're a referee and so you kind of, I think people are interested. I mean, kids would be interested in, you know, seeing somebody up close without the zebra shirt on, right? And you know, because we all see referees and umpires, and so that's kind of a cool little angle, if you will, to kind of. To get in. Hey, Steve Burns is with us, and the time is flying by, as always, the second half hour. Steve, what is a website or some contact information if somebody wants to get a hold of you?
Well, I am found on LinkedIn, Steve Burns, with the letters JMT for John Maxwell Team, after my name on LinkedIn. You can also type in or Google in John Maxwell Group / Steve Burns, and that will come to my static webpage.
Okay.
And I'm also found on Facebook, John Maxwell Coaching and Teaching by Steve Burns.
Oh, okay. That's how you look you up, John Maxwell Coaching and Teaching?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I'm in Colorado, and I'm I don't know if they do a location search as well via Colorado, but I'm not subjected to just influencing here in Colorado. I do have ties all over the West Coast. In fact, I will be heading out a little further east here here in a month. I'll be heading to Michigan and then down to Florida.
Great.
Nice. So this is really cool because I'm familiar with the Maxwell, obviously a lot of the material, and having, again, been an old, I keep saying I'm an old youth pastor, but I am, and I love that what you're bringing is practical material, and you're doing it in a practical way, and as often as possible, you know, in an environment where, like you say, a high school or a youth center or somewhere that's maybe meeting the kids on their own turf. Kind of going out where they're at as well. Now, are you?
I wonder. Love it. Yeah.
Are you primarily youth work stuff, or you do any kind of life coaching or coaching for adults as well?
You know, I do do life coaching. I do a lot of group training, seminars, and workshops. I have also kind of a special affiliation to women in leadership or women in the corporate world. I think a lot of times they kind of get the raw end of the deal. And I have created a team of about 8 or 9 fabulously brilliant women from around the world and have created a workshop series called Ladies in Leadership.
Really?
Yeah. And we are going to have our next one in February. And each of the ladies that I have come speak on a different topic. I'll have somebody talk about image, the way they dress and handle themselves. I'll talk about one about self-empowering and getting over that mental block. And then another one I have who's been in the corporate world for 20, 25 years, and she teaches some of the inside little traits and techniques to get around some of that stereotyping.
That's great.
So this is an event, say, at a location, and they physically come, and then you market it or promote it in that given location. Is that right?
Exactly. And I have 4 locations around the country.
Wow!
That we do, yes. And February just so happens to be the next one, and it will be here in Denver, Colorado. And that will also be on my website or my LinkedIn page about that.
Wow. Well, my co-host, Natalie Mulinix.
I'm sorry, I'm just listening. I'm taking it all in. It sounds great.
Great.
You were saying you actually write, you spend time writing new workshops too, quite a lot?
Oh, absolutely.
So you incorporate and kind of repurpose the material to depending on the age and the group and then come up with new ideas, or are you constantly an idea person putting in new things, or how do you decide what you're, where you take that?
Yeah, I am constantly designing and developing new leadership or just training materials in general.
Fantastic.
In fact, this morning on my bike ride, I went out for a 9-mile bike ride, you know, beautiful country, and got some time to think and thought of a new avenue I could create some energy and teach people a new lesson and develop a whole concept based on riding a mountain bike.
Wow, that's fantastic. Do you deal with a lot of the youth too? Like, do you deal with youth maybe that are having, problem youth, I mean, that are having issues, maybe displaced in foster homes or maybe some of the juvenile systems, like that type of situation? Or do you pretty much, I mean, just thinking out of the box here on different groups that it can help?
Wow, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Two of my biggest clients, if you will, are social workers for the Department of Social Services for the state of Colorado. and they're constantly sending, you know, people or giving my number out to people to call, and I'll do a little mini seminar with them. I'll teach them a few things that they can do to overcome some of the challenges that they have.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Get them in contact with some of my contacts to give them a step up. You know, I'm not one that says, you know, I don't want any help from anybody else. I'm going to make it on my own. I think if somebody's there opening the door for you, you should be able to take advantage of it, because mm-hmm. you still as a person have to perform. And that mm-hmm. in no way is a negative on the person who introduced you to open that door. It's just saying, here's an avenue. Your turn to perform or not.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree. That's wonderful. I think it's wonderful what you're doing. It's my heart always goes out, you know, when you see the kids that really are maybe either underprivileged or in a bad environment, or, you know, when there's just no one there to say, hey, you're wonderful, you're amazing, or do it this way, or have you thought about this, like you're mentioning and what you do. I think that's just amazing, because they just need someone to take their hand and say, hey, you're awesome, and let me show you how to do this. What do you really want to do? Because I would think some kids may be in situations where they're not even thinking past what they want to do. They might just be hungry that day, you know? You know what I mean? Like, we all see different levels of these issues, and it's my hat's off to what you're doing. I think in our industry, with real estate industry, what I've found all the years is there's just so many different things to do when you're dealing with lots of clients, and it's so much – I love it. It's so much – more, I feel, beneficial when you can create programs and systems and workshops that you can actually help with people over and over and over again and with many people, you know?
Yep.
In that situation for me, and then I think with the children, I mean, there's going to be children that need the one-on-one, and I just, what you're doing sounds wonderful.
Oh.
It's just,
dawned on me. I'm sorry, I just wanted to tag team Steve, and we're going to give you, man, time is flying. We've got probably about another 3 or 4 minutes. But it dawned on me when Natalie asked that question, what a great place to do what you do with at-risk and essentially forgotten kids. I mean, they are forgotten in our society. I was a foster child. My wife and I have been foster parents or been group home parents, you know. And I think by the time, a kid grows up and is a, you know, early teenager to mid-teenager, I think there's a lot of people who've just kind of written them off, and it sounds like you haven't done that. So kudos, absolutely.
Yeah, well, thank you. And I look at it this way. You know, when students in high school are preparing to move on to the secondary education, to college, they're applying for scholarships.
Mm.
Who are the ones that need the scholarships are the ones who can't afford it.
Exactly.
Okay? The ones who maybe struggled in school but still want to better themselves are the ones that need it. But who are the ones that actually get them? The ones who have the great grades, the 4.2, 4.3, the parents are well off. You know, these guys have a great, you know, have been very well rounded. They've had the opportunity to be senior class president or president of the FHA and a cheerleading captain and captain of the football program. Those people know
exactly.
That stuff. The ones who need it are the ones who don't have access to do those things. Those are the ones that I really try and look out for, because there's someone out there that says,
I love it.
Give me a chance.
Their home environment may not even be such that it's even thought of. You know what I mean? Not even they don't even think about, like, the college or this or that. Again, they may have such an abusive home environment that they don't, you know, or they're in foster, you know, situations.
Yep.
And it's just that's not even on the table. They don't, it's not even, they're dealing with so many other issues first. And so I think that's wonderful what you're doing. How do you get, when you do a workshop, does it get certified, or you certify it yourself? Or I'm just curious, you know, because Randy and I are always into the self-help approach with everything, and God, of course. We couldn't do any of it without God. And we're always, Randy's radio, I'm real estate, and our hearts are total helping, you know, spiritually. So even though our vocations of what we do are kind of like our vehicles, if that makes sense, because you always go out, and I guess in real estate I've always dealt with so many people that I just can't help but going over to the personal side, you know, to, hey, you can
absolutely
do this, you can do that. I mean, I'm always, my heart's always, that's what's kept me in it, or I would have gotten out of it a long time ago, because I would have just felt like it was to not making a difference, if they may, even though it does. And so do you certify them yourself, or does it not matter? Because I guess everything's different unless it's continuing education, right? Nobody really does that, or do they? I know it sounds like a naive question to ask, but I just don't know.
Right. Well, you know, there are certain programs out there that are CE certified. They have a certification course. I don't have anything in my repertoire that, you know, you have to be, you know, you have to be certified. This is all good training. This is stuff
that
will help you learn. Because I don't know that, you know, a title behind somebody's name.
I don't think it means anything. To be honest, I'm just asking a question generally, you know, because I don't think it means anything half the time. I mean, people don't even realize, like, things get set up, and I agree completely. I was just asking for myself in what, you know, what people, because I definitely totally 100% believe that strip the title away, you know, show the results and everything. But it was just curious how you did that.
And for the youth, it's usually that way. Now, I do have one communication program that I offer that is qualified to be CE credits for, you know, mortgage bankers in real estate.
Oh, really?
In the financial industry, yep. And
which one is that? Because maybe we can offer it to our affiliates. I'll just, you know what, I'll check with that. Okay.
Yeah, feel free to do that one. And that one's everyone communicates and few connect. It's based on that philosophy. It's not that exact title. But I do have that available. And, you know, it's something just a little bit different than going to your typical financial seminar or your real estate seminar. This gets you out of the box a little bit and teaches them, gives them a little more personal skills.
Wow.
I love
Steve,
it. I love it.
Our guest, and again, just a time flew by. Steve is a corporate trainer and coach with the John Maxwell team, and influencing youth to raise their lid, and also works with women entrepreneurs on, and again, if you're interested in any of that, Steve, one more time as we kind of wrap up, we got about a minute here. Contact information again one more time for you.
Okay, johnmaxwellgroup.com/Steve Burns.
Okay.
Or at on LinkedIn, Steve Burns JMT.
Steve Burns JMT.
Yep.
Okay. Wow, it's been a pleasure.
Facebook is John Maxwell Coaching and Teaching by Steve Burns. You know.
Wow. And I guess these days you could just Google Steve Burns, Colorado, and come close, right?
I don't know. There might be a lot of Steve Burns, though, huh, you think, and overall?
Yeah. There's 17 of them here just in the Denver, Colorado metro area. So,
oh, my goodness.
But you can put Steve Burns, John Maxwell Group, and that'll come in. So.
Google
I love what you're doing. It's fantastic.
Oh, man,
really great.
Steve. Absolutely. And so if people are interested in what you're doing, obviously, they don't have to be in the Colorado area. Phone calls and Skypes and things like that, you can connect with
them. I've got more questions for you, so I'll Facebook or something, because I've got more if it's interesting, because maybe we've put our affiliates and things. We can do some things. I'd love it.
Yeah,
certainly.
Yeah.
And I'm more than happy to come back and talk again and share some more stories.
Yes.
Oh,
that would be wonderful, Steve.
We'll book you for next year. Thanks, buddy. Take care.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Steve.
Bye. Wow. Wow.
That was wonderful. Absolutely great. Yeah.
When we talk about,
so needed.
You know, we've got exactly 1 minute. So if we, when we talk about giving back, picture of Steve pretty much shows up in the dictionary there.
Youth, that's where it starts, right? They really need to, and if they don't have it in the home, and then there's still so much skill, more skill sets that are needed, right? I think it's wonderful.
Mm.
And gosh, that's wonderful. I just.
Wow. Powerful. Well, that is, we're speechless. That's the show for today. Yeah.
Okay, well, everybody out there, thanks for being on, and I wish you peace.
Hey.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.